As the number of breakthrough COVID infections goes up, a lot of people want to know if the protection from the vaccine is holding up. Now, some people are trying to figure this out using antibody tests, which you can easily get over the counter. But what exactly do they do? Here's NPR's Will Stone.
Should you check your antibodies to see if your immune system still has enough firepower? It's a question that Dr. Nicole Bouvier is getting these days.
What I say is don't, because it ends up being, at this point in time, it's more confusing than informative.
Bouvier studies infectious diseases and microbiology at the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai. Antibody tests can't diagnose an active infection, but they may tell you whether you had a coronavirus infection sometime in the past or if you've been vaccinated. Some give you a yes or no. Others can give specific readings that correspond to your antibody levels. And Bouvier says this is where it gets tricky.
I just don't have enough information to say, okay, your number is X, your chances of getting infected are very low.
The COVID shot prompts your immune system to make antibodies against the spike protein on the coronavirus. That spike is what allows the virus to break into your cells and multiply. Ali Alabadi at Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis says not all of those antibodies are equally effective.
You have a mix of antibodies. Some of them are very good protective, and some are not as protective, and we will all be different.
Having enough protective antibodies that block the virus, this is what matters. But
this is not what these tests were designed for.
And your immune response is more than the detectable antibodies in your blood on any given day. The immune system also has memory and can create new antibodies. And it can mobilize other defenses to fight the virus, like T cells, which don't get picked up by these antibody tests. Gigi Granval is at Johns Hopkins University.
We can't say that, you know, waning antibody levels necessarily mean that you're not protected.
Granval says, sure, some of these blood tests can confirm that you were vaccinated, but even there, you've got to be careful. Not all tests look for the antibodies that are made in response to the vaccine.
There's only one part of the virus that's in the vaccine. So if you have one of those tests that's looking for another part of the virus, it's only going to come up positive if you had the natural infection with the whole virus.
There's no standard for what these different tests measure, and it's easy to get confused. The CDC does not recommend using antibody tests to try to gauge your personal immunity. But if people are going to try this, Dr. Bouvier at Mount Sinai says you can at least look at where your results fall in the range of a particular test.
In a relative sense, you can know that the higher your number is, the better, but it doesn't have to be off the charts high in order to be protective.
She says this is because the COVID vaccine research does show that higher antibody levels do correspond with more protection, but that's based on studies of large groups of people.
That's not as cut and dry for a single individual.
It's definitely not something to bank on when deciding whether to wear a mask or to get a booster shot. A reliable test of your personal immunity level is available for other diseases like measles and hepatitis, but we don't have it for COVID, at least not yet. Will Stone, NPR News.